Okay, welcome back to the episode five. Five.
Good
How are
morning.
you?
I'm good.
It's the She
It's a
Said
good day.
podcast with Amy and Lisa.
It's getting warmer.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I love it.
Yesterday was stunning.
Yeah, it was. It got in the 80s, I think. Today, it's only going to be in the 60s, but
It's still really nice though. It's a perfect
I'm
weekend.
already losing my voice. What
It's
happened?
in here.
It just happened.
I think it's in here.
Goodness, golly.
What'd you do this weekend?
We had kind of a busy weekend. We had Ty's first spring game. They won it, so they had a great game. And we, Rocky and his best friend Isaac, they asked us moms to go on a mom date to Stillwater to go see the boys from Oklahoma.
You and everybody else in Oklahoma was
Every,
there,
everybody
apparently.
in Oklahoma, they were all there. So we did that. I mean, within literally the first 2 minutes of pulling to Stillwater, we spent $80. We spent $40 to park and then $40 for the bike ride over there that about bounced us straight out of the seats. I was like, so let's see, I spent $22 on a burger and a Dr. Pepper. Just FYI, get ready to spend some money
Yeah.
really quick when you go there. And then let's see, we had what was the other thing? Oh, and then Rocky went almost wants to go surfing every day in that beautiful Arkansas river
Oh, that's right. The
water.
new water
Yeah, they've got a
feature.
crew of people that usually are down there, same people that go, but since it's warming up a little bit, he's down there surfing as quick as he can after school. So,
That's fun.
no, yeah,
I
he
haven't been
loves
down there
it.
yet to see it.
Okay, we're gonna go.
I
We
know,
have
I'm
to, it's on our
terrible.
list. So we'll go after school when he gets out and we'll go see
Watch him
that, watch him go
surf.
surf. Yes.
Well,
So that's it. What'd you do?
I did pretty mild. My dad came over Friday, came to work with me, which was fun. Just give him something
That's
to do
fun.
and get him out of the house, which was really fun. And then Saturday, I have a friend that we go to lunch once a month, and it's an average of 5 hours. So we
It's
always
a
warn the
day.
waitress when we get there that just our time, we don't talk throughout the month. It's just she's busy, I'm busy. So we do that to catch up, and we just tell the
Where'd you
waitress.
go?
We always go, she lives in Okmulgee. So
Oh.
we go off 75. So we'll go to the Hills Shopping Center and one of the restaurants out there. This month was Chili's, but we always tell the waitress, we're going to be here. So if you need to move us out, just give us the high sign. But we don't go till one. So the crowd's over, the lunch crowd's kind of
And they
gone.
changed their chicken tenders, which really upsets me, but go ahead.
That's right. I'm like the salmon girl. You're the chicken tender
Chicken
girl.
tenders, and
That's
I
so
am a
funny.
connoisseur of chicken tenders. So.
It's fun. So then what did I do? And then yesterday, or nothing on Sunday, kind of just chilled and then went over and saw my dad yesterday and helped him. We're trying to get him new internet and phone service because they're kind of rural and they have really bad service. So I've been working on that with him. So I did that yesterday and then
Well, it's
worked
good you're
and here we
helping
are.
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. You can spend that time together. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's doing pretty well.
Well,
He's doing
good.
better than I am. So that helps.
Yeah. Day
He's
by
doing
day.
day by
Day
day.
who by day. And I'm proud of you for being in here and doing
Oh
this.
man, it keeps my head on straight. Okay, so I have to tell you a little phone hack I learned over the weekend, which I'm pretty
Oh,
excited
I
about.
love hack.
I think it could come in handy.
Okay.
So you know when you're talking to somebody on the phone, you might have to call somebody to see it, but up in the right, no, the left-hand corner, have you seen it?
I have seen. I know what you're going to say.
The
Yeah.
little lines
Yes.
in the circle, and if you click on that, it starts recording your call.
Yes. It does warn the other
It does.
person.
It says it out unless
Yes.
you do it while it's dialing.
Oh, I did not know
It
that.
says it as soon as you hit it. So if you do it while the phone's
So
ringing,
you're saying you've tried this
I'm
with
just
somebody?
saying I practiced it over the weekend, and it's pretty
Oh,
comes
okay.
in very handy.
Okay, yeah. And then when you end it, it does say call
Yeah.
recording ending.
But you let them hang up
Yes. And it
first.
transcribes it, right?
Yes. Yes.
It will transcribe the whole call.
Yes. So if you're on a
Yeah.
call with
I don't,
business or
yeah.
something, it's a great
Yeah.
little
Great little
hack.
tool to have.
I love those
So
hacks.
I love
I
hacks
know.
without a
So
doubt.
I taught
And
that
I'm
to
telling
many
you,
people over the weekend.
go ahead.
I taught it to many people over the weekend because it
And people don't
just,
know that it's there.
well, and how I found out about it was someone said, if you get a spam call, hit that. And they hang up immediately.
Oh, that's genius.
So anytime if you happen to answer, well, most of them you can tell now your phone says might be spam. But if you happen to answer one and it's spam,
okay,
hit that and it says that announces that you're being recorded.
And it'll maybe start holding them accountable for, we're on the do not call list. Leave me alone.
Yeah. And it, well, they will hang up immediately. And we did try that this weekend, and they do hang up fast because they're trying to scam you out of money. They don't want to be recorded. No. So it's a nice
good idea.
It's a nice little
That's
hack.
Even a better hack.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, and as far as even like still the amount of people that, and maybe even in our generation, especially that are not aware of the usefulness of ChatGTP and just using it in their everyday life. It's almost like Google is out. I mean, ChatGTP, if you don't have the app on your phone, it's free. Add it and just start asking it questions. I mean, even if it's, what do I do today? It's going to help give you ideas for anything and everything. It'll cut to the chase if you need a remedy. If you need a recipe and you're like, what is that recipe that involves a roast, a ranch packet, and a gravy packet? And it will say, I think you're talking about Mississippi roast, right? I mean, and it'll give you the instant recipe. You don't have to go through 100 Google searches, and it'll give you a homeschool lesson for a week. If you just want to tell it the few things that you want to study in a topic, it'll literally give you printable PDFs that it puts together with the things that you want. I mean, it'll do it for work, for all kinds of things. So you are not using that, you're getting left behind.
Yeah.
So
it's a handy little tool.
Just,
I've used it for quite a few, probably 2 years now for business. Somewhat, I don't really like when you're trying to get it to describe something or give you bullet points, it doesn't sound like me. Mm-hmm. So I usually have to rewrite it in my own words. And you can always tell the people that don't rewrite it.
Oh, it's totally. Very, yes.
It sounds like a robot.
Yes.
But it's pretty handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The AI stuff is scary in some degree, it's also can come in pretty handy.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
I haven't looked at it. I haven't tried a recipe or anything like that. I need to use that as a search tool.
Tell it what you've got. Man, I've got this in my refrigerator, in my cabinet. What can I make with this really quick? And it'll shoot you out a really quick recipe.
Well, I want to talk about nicotine patches.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind talking about that.
Really?
Yes, I am curious because I've heard about them for a while. I have friends that do it.
Yeah. You do have friends that do it?
I have friends. I have a family member that swears by it. And as a matter of fact, I had sent a message to this person. First of all, I have a friend that does it. They do it and swear by it. They swear by it to help their ADD.
I've heard that a lot.
You know, just in general, it has helped. It's been very calming. This person doesn't drink. They don't smoke. Matter of fact, the other person I'm referring to doesn't do any of that. Very clean living individuals. And let me find this text message because I'd kind of asked for some details. Because my one question is, because, you know, I don't smoke or anything like that either, but I do have to take regular blood work when we do our insurance, you know. So, like, well, if I tried the nicotine patch, does that show up in your blood work? Because I wouldn't want to ever get pinged for something like that.
Right.
You know? Does it? I'd have to pay more insurance because I'm suddenly looking like a smoker. Okay. He had mentioned, I had asked him what he uses, assuming it was the patches. He actually gets the Equate nicotine gum, 2 milligram, says 100 pieces. He thinks like about $30. But he said nicotine also destroys/breaks down the fluoride that's in our toothpaste and water, which they put in to calcify our pineal gland, which also lowers the IQ. I mean, again, we are not doctors. We're just, you know, I think it's good to have an open mind and think beyond a certain things. But maybe I know Dr. Ardis, ARDIS, is somebody I've kind of listened to on this. There's been lots of podcasts. And maybe we link those to the Facebook group
for
this, and we can kind of, people can make their own opinion, listen.
Yeah.
It would be new for me to even consider, but I do keep hearing so much more about it. And so many people that have had, you know, the loss of smell are having success using the nicotine.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, just to touch a little bit on what you said about not doctors, I mean, I think what you and I have in common is we both do a lot of research before we try something. And so we just love to talk about what we like and what we've researched and what we know about the product. So I'm still researching it. I haven't tried it yet, but I keep hearing really great things. Mm-hmm. I hear great things if you have ADHD, If you have autoimmune issues,
Yes.
it's great. The long COVID,
Yeah.
people are really seeing great results. So you really need to do your own research and figure out what works for you. But I'm fascinated by it that of all things, a nicotine patch is helping people feel so much better in life and with stuff they've gone through. So I'm
And then
definitely looking into it more.
And then we're also quick to be able to accept a pharmaceutical from a doctor, but yet,
Right. The natural way people
and then,
question.
right. And then, so we got to ask ourselves, wait, why are we so hesitant to do something
And
like
read
that?
about it. You had mentioned that you were checking to see if it was going to show up in your blood. Have you got
I
an
have
answer
not
on
done
that?
that yet, and I need to
Okay.
make a note of that because that is something.
I'd be curious to know.
And, I'm sure it's something you could lay off of for a couple of weeks and it not,
Well, I think
it would.
and that's also what I'm learning is that people that do it for health reasons don't do it every day, all day. They put it on for a few hours, they take it off. And, they're still out there. Don't know for sure if it's addictive or not. Some people say it is. Some people say zero addiction, in the patch. So again, something you have to research on your own and figure out. And I think I'm still figuring it out, but boy, I'd sure, if it works, I'm willing to try it.
Okay, so I just asked ChatGPT, will nicotine gum show up in the blood? It says yes, in blood for 1 to 3 days, sometimes up to a week for a heavy user, in urine 4 to 7 days, in saliva and hair, longer detection windows. So yes, if a blood test is looking for nicotine or cotinine, nicotine gum will show up. Let me know if you're asking for medical, employment, or detox reasons. I'm happy to tailor the info. That comes from ChatGPT. So yes, it will show up.
Interesting. Well, I'm interested. I'd like to see. I'd like to hear more about it. So I'm definitely still. When I have listened to Dr. Artis on some of his stuff, he's
We need
got
to
a
make
lot
note
of.
of that to find. I've got stuff already saved on my Instagram that
So
so.
here's my next thing I'm working on.
Okay.
I ordered it, so we'll see. I love red light therapy. I use it on my
Yes.
face consistently. I've been kind of going back between for red light and white light
Yeah,
therapy.
you sent me your picture of you and
I
your
love it so much.
Love
And I've been doing it really like every night for 20
it.
minutes. But I've been reading about red light therapy for eye health and for sight. And so, I know the whole sunlight with sunglasses, no sunglasses, that thing I've actually been reading about as well. But in Europe, they're already doing this and it's helping with farsightedness. The red light,
Really?
it's low levels of red light. And it's approved in Europe, not here yet in the US, but you can order them from London and they will ship it to you, which she did, and it's on its way.
She said she did.
She said and she
I
did.
love
So I'm
it.
anxious to get it. It's shipped. It's still coming through the UK. So it hasn't entered the United States yet, but I'm very excited to get them.
That is all. Well, this nicotine person that I'm talking about, he is a sun gazer. I mean, he has worked himself up, and I've shown you his 65-year-old body, and it is the skin of an 8-year-old. I
Yeah,
mean, it's
he looks good.
insane how he's reversed his age, the way he eats. He practices what he preaches by all means. And some of those practices can be very strange to those of us that are willing to go through a drive-through and things like that. But he does really treat his body like a temple. But it looks like that. But he believes that, the sun wasn't put there to hurt us. But we've been taught that that sun
And
was
it
there to
can, I
hurt
mean,
us.
obviously it can if you get sunburned and that
Yeah.
whole thing, but there's also really some good health benefits to it. Well, I'm
So.
anxious to try it because I didn't need reading glasses until really this year, but it went from
Mine went quick at 40.
0 to 1,000.
Yes.
It's ridiculous how badly I can't see. And eye doctor would always say, when you turn 40,
It's weird.
and then
That's
when
when
you
mine
turn
hit.
45, and it didn't until 62.
Wow.
But I mean, it came on with a vengeance. And so it's like, man,
You what? You got a lot of use out of your eye.
I did. I did.
That's
I mean, I've
impressive.
been nearsighted. I need them to drive, and I have for a long time, but only driving. And if I go to a movie or something at a theater, I need it. And it's more so just to, it just clears up the, you don't have the little halo around people. But I've never needed them to read until this year. And it's like, I can't do it
It's
without hardly.
irritating.
Yeah, it really
It'll
is.
really muddy your mind. Like you
Yeah.
just can't.
It's frustrating.
It is. And I can see like my son has to have his glasses and he misplaced them this weekend. He never like he'll hold his glasses case like it's a phone. He just won't ever Well, somewhere we have misplaced him. I don't even know how. So he's been forced to put his contacts in because you could just tell his eyelids were swelling, the overstraining. I could tell he was just flustered with schoolwork. And I'm like, hi, we've got to, you're going to have to resort to your contacts until we find your glasses. Like, I can see the suffering happening, like
Yeah.
in his brain, and it, because I can't do it. I mean,
Yeah,
I can't get from my bedroom to the kitchen without having contacts in, without just utter frustration. So I would love to reverse my eyes. I need to do that.
Well, I'm going to try it. It's on its way.
That's
So I'll let
awesome.
you
I can't
know.
wait to hear.
Yeah. It wasn't outrageously expensive. So I thought, man, I'm going to try. I read about it for quite a while on what they're doing in Europe. You know, Europe is so far advanced, honestly, medically than
Oh,
we
yeah.
are. Even with cancer treatment and stuff, it's crazy. But so I thought, I trust them. And it's a really low red light. It's not like you get in a red light
Yeah.
therapy mask or.
Well, I told you I've set up the, you know, I've got one of those red light panels. Mine's about 16 inches tall by maybe 12 inches wide. And I decided I moved it in front of my bathroom sink so that when I get ready in the morning and I put on my
Oh,
makeup,
yeah,
it's
good
on
idea.
from at least it's hitting my legs the whole time. So I make sure I'm getting ready with shorts on and that I put it on every morning now. At least from that point on, it's on me. So is it helping me? I don't know. Will my legs end up looking like they're 12? Maybe. The rest of me is 90. I don't know. I'll try it.
That's a
So,
well, we'll see. Like, if the lower part of your legs
yeah.
isn't looking good, you might want to figure out how
Yeah.
to lift that red light up.
Hold on top, my baby on bottom. So, anyways.
Well, I am anxious to get them because I can't wear contacts because my eyes are too dry. So I either need to do the, what we talked about a couple episodes ago with the getting your own blood and platelets and creating eye drops for your own eyes. I thought this might work.
I'm excited to see.
Yeah,
Well,
looks
good.
like little goggles. So I'll send you a picture with me in the
Okay.
goggles too. That'll make you
Yes,
happy.
please.
Then the other thing I don't sleep. I mean, I'm at that, and especially now, I mean, I think I got 3 hours last night of sleep. You know, your brain is still on overdrive from everything that's gone on with my mom, but I'm just always looking for ways to sleep better. And so there's a lady I watch, I can't even think of her name now, but she was talking about all the things that she does at night to sleep, and she sleeps a solid 8 hours. Well, first of all, I don't have 8 hours to sleep, but I'd like to go more than three. I'd be happy with five. But she said that if you drink salt water at night, and I shouldn't be talking about this because I'm not that educated on it yet, but if you drink, and she named it as some kind of,
Celtic
Celtic
salt.
salt, it binds something in your kidneys, and so you're not going to be going to the bathroom all night with drinking, but you drink a bunch of water with this Celtic salt in it at night, and it helps. I don't know. I shouldn't even be bringing it up because I don't know the details yet, but I'm studying that
Is it
area.
equivalent also even putting a pinch of Celtic salt on your
Yeah.
tongue and then drinking or
Yeah,
teeth?
she didn't. She was saying just drinking it. So I don't know. I'm still just starting on that, but it's just fascinating the
So
little
more doctors
home
saying you can put a
remedies.
pinch on your tongue
Yeah.
and that was more effective than drinking it for whatever reason. I don't know. And like you said, we're not, but I know there for a while it was impossible to find. I actually the bag I bought I'd paid a fortune for because they were you could not get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a phase everybody was, you know, really
Getting it.
freaking out to get it. Yes, it is very good to have that and to take it. So, but I've not ever taken it at night. So
Yeah, I'm anxious to see it because when
I've got it, so I'm gonna try it.
I'm
Take
desperate for
Celtic
something.
at night.
Yeah, just to see. I'm gonna take a bag of
Okay.
it if I don't start getting some
By the
sleep.
end of this podcast, we're going to be able to have 20/20 vision. We will be sleeping 8 hours
Look
a
like we're
night
20.
and have 15-year-old legs.
Okay. Look as though
That's
we're 20.
we're just gonna call our podcast The Dreamers.
And I remember when we had our pod, when you and I did a podcast on my cancer podcast 8+ years ago, which is crazy. We did it on juicing, but you had brought up bentonite clay.
That is my if I went to a deserted island and they said, what is one thing you would bring?
That's what you would take.
I would, that would definitely be in my, like my go, that's, well, that is in all of my go bags that I have stashed anywhere, but
Wow.
I would not be without bentonite clay. Bentonite clay was probably the first thing I was ever taught by, you know, my brother is really a person that I highly look to for information. He's a smart person. And it, bentonite clay is, you can take it internally, you to pull out viruses, to pull out sickness. That is my go-to before an antibiotic. That is what the Indians used for snake bites. I mean, you can make a poultice out of it. Bentonite clay is volcanic ash, basically. It is a negative charge. So when you mix it with water to, say, make a poultice or to even drink, you don't want to mix it with a metal spoon. That is important. So like in my little emergency bag or my first aid kits, I have bentonite clay poured in like a Ziploc bag, and I keep a plastic spoon in there automatically. And you don't want to use tap water. You want to use either distilled water or bottled water, as clean of water as you can get, to kind of mix it up. So those are little tips that people don't understand. Like the metal spoon basically interacts, makes a certain charge, and it's not useful then.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, I'm just laughing because I tried it after we did the podcast, okay, and I did everything you just said. Huh? I did it all.
Yeah.
I used a spoon. And what else? And I used tap water.
Oh my gosh.
Just let me go up. Okay.
So it's so interesting because we have used it on, you know, Steven with his job, he's definitely been bit by fiddlebacks multiple times. Like the ring has been there. It's confirmed. It's a fiddleback.
Yeah.
And my sister, Lynn, same way. And we have done, he drank it. And we did clay packs for like 3 days, mm-hmm, on it. And you just put a big bandage over it, and it will draw out that poison. He never ended up with a black hole or cratered out, like nothing. It is a lifesaver in so many ways. Pulls out. It's a heavy metal detox. You can use it on your face. As a matter of fact, some of the most expensive skincare out there, if you go look at the ingredients, it's, mm-hmm, bentonite clay, which is so cheap. And you can go get it at, you can get it all kinds of places. And here, sooner or later, we're just going to start making some links so people can. But yes, that bentonite clay is my, anybody who knows me, like, that's my go-to for everything.
That's so funny. Well, I bought, mm-hmm, some after that last podcast, and I feel like I got a spider bite or something. It wasn't a fiddleback, but then, mm-hmm, I did put it on there, and I feel like it worked, but I did everything that you said not to do. I did.
You know, Ty had gotten, when he was real little, he had gotten this huge looking boil on his finger. It was extremely painful. I actually have a time-lapse picture of it from the moment that we went into urgent care, because it was really like a bad spider bite. Boiled up. Doctor was in there. I'd put a clay pack on it before we went, but it was still really pessed up, hot, red. Doctors came in, looked at it. Of course, they were getting an antibiotic, figured out, you know, there's a good wait while you're in there. But by the time the doctors were all finished, the doctor came back in there at the end, and he was like, how is that? That is all drawn out. That the doctor was so intrigued by whatever it is we did. He was writing down everything he could about bentonite clay. He's like, I've never heard of this. We've never seen anything. It was so painful for Ty to draw that out. Would have been, they discovered it was probably MRSA is what they said it was, but it drew that out and completely solved the problem. I never gave him the antibiotic. He didn't need it. I had him drink the clay and he was fine.
What does it taste like?
To me, it has a little bit of a chalky flavor, but I mean, taste to it, but I just kind of slam it. I don't sit there and just chug it. I mean, be done and then chase it with some clean water. I mean, my kids take it, so they don't complain too bad. Matter of fact, if they get a really bad stomach ache by chance or something, they're like, do you have some bentonite clay? That's their go-to.
Mm-hmm. Just like a tablespoon or something in water?
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's remedies you can do for like a heavy metal detox if you want to do it for an extended period of time to do a metal detox.
I need to do that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Based on my heavy metals I carry around with me.
You really, really should do a protocol of that and see how it does.
So fascinating. Well, so that might be your home remedy.
That's definitely my home remedy, that, for sure.
How long, you've been using it for a long time.
I mean, 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 18-ish. So I'd say probably around 18 years, I guess. It's been definitely one of my...
Wow.
That, and I'll tell you, the one other one is diatomaceous earth. A lot of people don't realize that. Using that, it's another very fine powder. A lot of gardeners are aware of it because you can use it to kill everything from slugs. It's natural. It won't hurt you. You can take it, deworm yourself.
Mm.
You can, it basically, I use it like in our house for spiders. If the dogs get it, they're just going to deworm themselves. As a matter of fact, when I got one of our dogs from the pound a long time ago, it had a really odd worm or parasite. And the vet was said, well, we're gonna have to give you, it's an expensive antibiotic, or it's an expensive dewormer. And I said, well, let's just hold off. I'm gonna do my own thing. I did the round of diatomaceous earth in the dog's food back for her checkup later. And sure enough, the parasite was gone. And she was like, well, you didn't take the antibiotic. So how? I'm like, because I did diatomaceous earth. That, I mean, again, another remedy, but you can sprinkle it all around your tomato plants, all around your hostas, and the worms won't get your hostas, the slugs and, you know, things like that. But it will keep the spiders. Like if you have a basement, sprinkle it all around in your basement. You will have zero spiders. It just hollows them out. They eat it. For fiddlebacks, the most difficult spiders to get rid of. Wow. And it's so cheap.
Mm-hmm. What's it called again?
Diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous.
I think I just spelled it right, not looking at it.
Well, I'm going to try it. Mm-hmm. Definitely the detox.
Yeah.
And see. I mean, but it's just crazy going back to the lack of sleep. How do we function on 3 and 4 hours? I wear an Oura ring and it's depressing because it tracks your sleep. It tracks everything. And that today I had a total of 3 hours and 12 minutes.
That's not good.
No, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you recover? It's the craziest thing to go through in life.
Been there on regular. I slept better last night because Daisy wasn't under my legs. So I was like, well, I slept better last night.
Imagine that. Yeah. You had some room.
Yeah, she wasn't there. So.
Yeah, it's rough.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do anything for some sleep. And then I have this crazy Oura ring that tells you all the, you know, down and dirty, what your amount of sleep and how much your REM sleep and your deep sleep. Yeah. And I think my REM sleep was 15 minutes. Well, that's not very.
How long should that be?
Oh, for it, I guess as you get older, it's it gets less and less as a senior. Yeah, but it's at least pretty, you know, at least an hour and a half of your sleep should be REM. And at least an hour or so of your sleep should be deep sleep. But I didn't even have but 3 hours and 12 minutes. So there's no way I had any any deep sleep whatsoever. And it's, you know, it's just crazy. And I know some of it is where I am in life with my mom and stuff. But some of it's just where I am in life from menopause, mm-hmm. post-menopause, post-chemo.
Yeah, you've had world. A lot.
Yeah.
So then do you have a favorite home remedy?
I don't. I mean, I'm trying to think when you were talking about that. I don't.
I'm here. One. I gave you two.
You've got a bunch of them. That's why I'm fascinated always talking to you because I always walk away with some crazy talk in my life. But I gave you one, drinking salt water. You'll have to try that for sure. Yeah. And then let's answer some questions about ourselves. The Vogue, she said Vogue.
Ooh, okay. This will be right off the
70 question. Yeah, that's the idea.
Oh.
Well, you probably named two. So I was going to say 3 things you can't live without, but we already know 2 of them. Well, there might be others. 3 things you can't live without.
Well, Botox.
That counts.
I mean, let's be real right now. I mean, that's really vain, but
it's all right.
Hey,
it's okay.
That's where we are right now.
Yeah.
And 3 things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
bentonite clay.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, my bentonite clay, yeah, I like to have that around. Are we talking about physical things?
Whatever. Whatever you just can't imagine being without.
I mean, we'll just be silly but instead of going really
deep. Yeah, don't we have to go deep?
Here,
this isn't about being deep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I need my Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
I got to at least have my Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not a coffee drinker, so.
Yeah, mine would have been coffee until like September, and then I just quit it cold turkey for no apparent reason. Mine would definitely be diet Pepsi.
Uh-huh.
I need at least one a day. What else? Oh, geez. 3 things. My Diet Pepsi. Skincare. I mean, I lather that stuff on like it's like nobody's business. And, oh, man. I don't know a third. Let me think about that. We'll go on to another question. I'll come
okay.
This one's just stupid, so we'll do it. Describe yourself in a hashtag.
Oh, no. Let's see, the way other people would describe me or...
No, how you would describe yourself.
Oh, my goodness. Just hashtag Amy, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
Resourceful. That would be my hashtag for you.
Resourceful, yeah.
Mine would be inclusive.
Yeah, there you go.
And then let's see, a surprise that made you cry. I already know your answer.
You tell me my answer.
Your birthday, your 50th birthday. It wasn't a surprise, but everybody was there. That would have been a nice surprise.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was a good one.
I don't even have one that made you cry. I ask these stupid questions. I don't have the answers. What's your morning routine?
So I get up, I drink. I mean, the first thing I do, I drink a 44-ounce cup of water in my Dr. Pepper Quick Trip cup.
Big Q.
My Big Q.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, so that's a 32-ounce, but that actually gets filled up probably two times before I even leave for the day with the distilled water. And then I take my vitamins, and then I take my shower, and then I feed my dogs, and the chaos starts.
Chaos. I have no chaos, but I wake up really early, even though I don't go to bed. I mean, I don't get any sleep, but I'm usually up by 5. I have a really fun sunroom that I turned into a really girly room that I love. So I'll sit back there and check all my messages and do. I used to drink coffee, which I love drinking coffee out there, but not anymore. So I'll drink water and sit out there and check all my messages for work. Send messages. I create a ton of content sitting out there. It's just this really peaceful, girly room. And I'll create videos for clients. I'll create graphics. It's a really good time for me to get a lot of content created. And then fix me some breakfast and then get to work. So there's very calm morning.
Sounds relaxing.
It is really relaxing. I love that room. You'll have to come over because it's a fun little room.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time.
I know. I've completely redecorated my house from top to bottom. There's not a room the same.
That'd be nice.
I do that often. It's really expensive and out of control.
Oh, I did think of one other thing we did this weekend that was neat, though. Rocky and I went to the Spartan School of Aeronautics.
Oh, yeah.
We went and did like a day tour. But then he ended up getting asked to do a news interview with one of the news stations. We thought it was airing that night, but it actually is going on a story that's going in May. But he did really awesome with it. It was like, he did a great job. So anyways, that'll be on in May. But so
that's very cool.
Really interested in flying. So we'll see what happens with that. But anyways, I forgot that was a big deal.
Yeah, the interview will be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Was he nervous or no?
No. No. Oh, wow. He was. And actually, Rocky thought he was doing it live. And then when it was over, the guy was like, wait, you thought that was live? And he was really impressed that you just thought that was live. That was really shocking.
He did so well.
Yeah. No, he did.
He was
great.
Always good around people, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Because you took him around adults so much.
He was always around adults.
Yeah. He always just seemed, even as a 2-year-old, when he should have been running around crazy, he was always so polite and kind to people.
He did. He was around a lot of meetings and showing houses.
Yeah.
He's definitely a people person.
I think it definitely comes with how you're raised, because he was always. Remember, I even said, I think I texted you one time. I mean, he was so polite.
I think he was like two years old. He's sweet.
Yeah. So that's, I could see him.
He's real likable. I'll be excited to see how it turns out. He did good.
You know, we have to find, I tried to find it the other day, is our interview that we did when I did the ball drop on Brookside, the very first one.
Yeah.
I think it was Discover Oklahoma. It's got to be Discover Oklahoma. And I would just like to compare that interview.
You've got to find it.
I know. Compared to now.
I posted one the other day from Ty was 6 months old. And I do not remember. And it was a long interview with Travel Oklahoma, maybe. Or I don't know what it was. It was a big show, bigger show. And it was all about Brookside. And I do not for the life of me remember doing it. So it had to have been just pregnancy brain.
Oh, I bet.
Nothing about it. I can't recall it.
Wow.
Which is really creepy.
Remember the interview we did out front of Channel 2?
See, just barely.
Oh, wow.
Like, you were asking me that the other day, and I'm like, maybe a smidge. There's something, but I had a new baby.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even think I was doing Brookside stuff still with Ty. But after I saw that interview, I said I was the president of Brookside Business Association. I thought I quit when I found out I was pregnant. Well, apparently, no. I had a baby, but Stephen was in the police academy at the same time. Like, boy, that was just a...
whirlwind.
I blacked out for a while, I think.
Yeah, because I questioned that, because I swear you brought him to a meeting.
Yeah, I guess I did. Yeah,
when he was the carrier.
Nope, I was incorrect. Lost a couple years of my life at some point. Maybe I did have like menopause. No, what are they? Postpartum depression, and didn't know it.
Well, I think it's just the, we know it's just.
You just get in go mode and you got to go and you don't remember what you're doing.
You don't, yeah. So everything gets blanked out. All right. Anyways, well, I think we're done for the day. Again, it goes by really fast.
It does. All right.
Bye. So we'll see you guys next week.
Yes,
watch
ma'am.
For the post on the She Said
Instagram
and Facebook
page. We expect
page.
Everyone to be chewing nicotine gum, detoxed from
Celtic
Bentonite
salt.
Clay, and salted up.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.